the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It's not right.
This is probably one of the worst times that we've seen.
But I don't understand why the entire Congress.
She told me a teacher told her to put her hair in her.
Juicy burger
was an attractive fact.
And the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is the show where truth is our bitch. And that means that that is the primary call of this show, truth. Truth, baby. We go places other talk shows just could not possibly go, and we do that because it is an important part of our mission. And together, we cannot fall. United we stand, divided we fall, bud.
Right.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is radio for patriots by patriots. You hear that? That's the way a patriot's shoe sounds when it hits the pavement. Tonight's government shutdown has been averted after a day of bargaining. Now, whether they actually have a deal or not, that may well be, but the fact is they've got an agreement to extend the operation of the government through the 15th of April. They say that they have an agreement in principle, but they haven't voted on it. I don't think the actual total membership of the House of Representatives has seen it. And they have not actually put it into language that anybody could sit down and read and say, oh, this is in it and that's in it. So when you say they have an agreement, it's an agreement in principle, but we'll see whether the leadership is able to pull it off. Parents are getting their kids cosmetic surgery, if you can believe this, and why? To prevent bullying. In a moment, Clara Bingham joins us from Kendall Elementary School in Bell, California, to talk about that. Plus, Out of Work will tell you companies that are hiring and the most new employees that are being hired at those companies. Clara Bingham and David G. Hall. David G. Hall with us later on tonight. He'll be talking about Texas and the raising of the speed limit in Texas, proposed to 85 miles an hour. 877-876-7445, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, and our affiliate spotlight tonight in Orlando, Florida, WEUS, 810 AM, and in Scott City, Kansas, KYUL, 1310 AM. Great stations on the Phil Hendry Network, and our website is philhendryshow.com. This is where you go for live streaming video of our show right now, which is in high definition, that is HD television, or webcasting, if you will. And you know, this show is the only radio show worth actually watching, so we do deliver it in a very, very good quality picture. You can also get archives of this radio show, thousands and thousands and thousands, the largest single repository of any radio show anywhere in the world. And that was verified for me as recently as this evening by our contacts in the internet media business. Also, news feeds, also guaranteed email response, also our Phil Hendry Show merchandise. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. All right, we are very happy to have Clara Bingham coming up on the line with us in a moment, but and I know that she is waiting on hold, but or that is Ms. Bingham there on the phone.
Yeah, she's waiting.
All right, I just wanted to make this point that there is a story we're following for you that bullying of students has apparently caused some parents to go out and get their kids cosmetic surgery. And these bullying-related incidents, as you know, also include suicides, some terribly tragic things that befall kids who are bullied. Whether or not the bullying causes suicide, I am not personally, I don't agree with that. And I've got a lot of psychiatric, psychological, and therapeutic literature to back me up. But it continues to be highlighted in the media. Parents are battling with the idea of cosmetic surgery to alter their child's appearance in an effort to prevent future bullying. Here is psychiatrist Dr. Oscar Buckstein from the University of Texas.
What? Buckstein.
No, it ain't Buckstein, and it isn't. Excuse me, folks.
Ma'am.
And don't point at the, when I'm reading, bud, don't stick your finger and go butt stained. You know, don't do that because that only makes me angry. And look at that. You got juice all over it, whatever that is.
It's orange juice.
That's nice that it's orange juice. Psychiatrist Dr. Oscar Buckstein from the University of Texas tells ABC News that cosmetic surgery should be the last step taken in dealing with bullying. Some parents turn to cosmetic surgery to protect children from future bullying. Let's hear what the doc says.
Surgery is kind of the last, not gasp, but the last thing one would do. First is to inquire the nature of the teasing, who is doing the teasing. Teasing, of course, and bullying has gotten a lot of attention recently for good reason. This is something that, although it has occurred since probably time immemorial, and probably just about everyone can probably give an instance of being teased, nevertheless, we understand now the consequences, particularly for vulnerable kids.
It's a very, very good point, and joining us right now is middle school teacher Clara Bingham from Kendall Elementary. I thought it was in Bell. Where are you located, Ms. Bingham?
Yes, so we are in Downey, California.
You're in Downey, okay. Now, you heard the doctor, and you know that there are parents that are actually opting for this kind of cosmetic surgery to prevent bullying. Could you tell us what kind?
I think some of these parents, and we do agree with the doctor that this is very, very ill-advised. Some of the parents are opting for, it can be rhinoplasty, which is the nose being altered somehow. What is called otoplasty or otoplasty, I don't know the actual pronunciation, that is for what we used to call pinning of the ears.
A child that might have big ears.
A child that might be perceived to have oversized ears. We have to know that children grow into their features. Children are different from adults because they're obviously still growing. And there are some areas of a physiognomy, which is the body, that grow faster than others. We may often make comments on children having larger hands or larger feet, first things that grow to a relatively adult size on a human being would be the hands or the feet, especially during the adolescent period when a child begins to get larger. So we thoroughly disagree with parents taking this option and unilaterally making a decision that a child should have this kind of surgery.
All right, well, Ms. Bingham, to interrupt you, I know that that's what you're saying, but is there not a child that is being, you are endorsing right now at your school, one child having this otoplasty that you're talking about?
Well, I was going to get to that, Phil.
Well, is that, but you don't believe in that surgery, and yet you are, you yourself and other members of the school are endorsing plastic surgery for this one young boy?
Well, I was going to get to that, and here is, I did want the opportunity to give the information to your audience in a little bit more of a sequence of events, but you have brought it up.
Well, I apologize, but you were making it sound like you did not agree with this.
I do not agree with parents unilaterally making this decision. I do not, no.
So what then?
Well, as I was going to say, we feel this is a decision that is strictly reserved for the school, that the parents are emotionally tied to the child, that these parents have, in other words, with that emotional connection, their judgment is clouded when it comes to whether or not a child should have some kind of cosmetic surgery to alter the features of that child so that that child is not bullied.
Do you agree that a kid's looks, a child's features, a child's that this contributes to bullying?
I think in some cases, in the case of this one young boy whose name I do not want to mention, his first name is, I won't give you his last name, his first name is Roderick, or the kids call him Rod. He has these oversized ears that we were talking about, or large ears, and they are quite striking. They are not what I would say. They're certainly not malformed. So his body is properly formed, but they are large ears in that they evoke quite a bit of response from the children.
Now, all right, so the kids are laughing at him, and I get that.
Yes, quite a bit.
All right. And you are saying that did the parents want this cosmetic surgery?
The parents did not, and that's why I say that this is a decision that is best left up to the school.
All right, so this is a slightly different thing. The parents don't want this cosmetic surgery. What if they did?
Well, the final decision would have to fall to the school as to whether or not the child gets the cosmetic surgery, because we are educators, and we have been through a process of educating ourselves, not only in the educational arts, but in psychology, child psychology, behavior, and so on. We do not think that parents are in a position psychologically to adequately make a decision like that. And to that end, we don't want a parent making a decision that a child not get plastic surgery, and the child winds up going through school looking his looks incite other children.
All right. Okay. So now that I got the story out here, what I'm hearing you say is that this child's looks incite other kids to make fun of him. And you are, as a administrator and as a teacher, you are reaching now into the life of this child. And I think you said to me that the parents don't want this surgery.
The point of what I'm...
No, but you said the parents don't want the surgery.
The parents do not want the surgery, but the school has to exercise judgment. Is this child inciting other children with his looks?
How can a child incite somebody with his... When do we say, you know what, you get used to it, this is how big his ears are? As opposed to saying, wow, your ears are really big and you're making these kids laugh, we better get surgery, even if the parents don't want it. At what point do you draw that line?
That is a decision we have to make as a school, Phil.
Okay, that's exactly what I thought, and that's exactly what I disagree with, Ms. Bingham, with all due respect, because you are an entity, a government entity, that is now reaching into the life of this family and this child, and you are saying we mandate that this child have his ears pinned back or otherwise have this autoplasty surgery so that his ears aren't so big he's provoking people.
And I think that it's very unfortunate that media members like you turn everything into an Orwellian debate. I have worked with children my entire life.
No, look, Ms. Bingham...
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. I've worked with children my entire life. I know what is best for my students. I know what to recommend. And I am here telling you tonight, and I know there are parents that will agree with me. I also know there are teachers that will agree with me. When I look at this child and the ears on this child and the laughter, and I went to those parents and I said, we need to have this surgery done on this child, and they said, no. And I said that his ears are provoking. I said he has a provoking or an insightful face. His face incites the other children. They refused. I said, that is very bad news because we're going to have to overrule you. And I can deal with that. But when we have an individual in media like yourself that gives these people this high and mighty idea that they're going to fight Big Brother, when in point of fact what they're doing is fighting someone that wants to help their child.
And they're fighting Big Brother. No.
No, they are not, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, no, they're fighting Big Brother because this is not a life-saving surgery. This boy doesn't need this surgery to help him breathe or to help his heart beat or to help him walk or to help him think better. He needs this surgery so the other kids won't laugh at him. And in laughing at him, disrupt the school. 877-876-7445. We'll be back with Clara Bingham. Plastic surgery for children who are bullied is being considered by some parents who believe that altering their child's looks might help them get through school without being bullied. Here is a teacher who doesn't believe parents should have that decision at all. It should be left up to the school. But in so doing, she is now endorsing surgery for one kid at their school that the parents don't want, having his ears pinned back. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445. Is this another example of Big Brother now stepping into a family, into the dynamics of a family, and saying, you're going to have surgery so that you don't get bullied? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with me, Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher at Kendall Elementary in Downey. We're talking about, on the Phil Hendry Show here this evening, radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the idea that some parents want to opt for plastic surgery for their children to avoid bullying. Now, I may not agree with that, or I may agree. I personally don't.
And I do not agree with it either, Mr. Hendry. I have tried to make that point very, very clear to you this evening.
No, not quite, because you said that you don't agree with it unless it's the school making the decision.
I feel in a situation such as this, where the absolute well-being of a child is at stake. Where the absolute well-being of this child is at stake, Mr. Hendry, the school must make the decision.
No, you cannot say that, ma'am. You can't say the absolute well-being of a child in our society, in American society, must fall ultimately with the school, okay?
You are aware of the fact that there are some parents that are arrested for not taking care of their children.
Of course I am, ma'am. I'm not countenancing a society turning its back on children when their parents are beating them, poisoning them, murdering them, keeping them from medical treatment, which has been done as well. I am saying, and that's just criminal behavior. Of course we protect children from that. This is not a criminal thing to say the child isn't getting plastic surgery.
Oh, it's not.
No, it is not.
And if that child does not get his ears or his nose or anything else that is physically provoking another child.
That idea that I'm physically provoking another child.
If surgery is not done and that boy winds up going to school with a crossbow and using that crossbow to pin a teacher against a tree. And I've seen that happen.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't believe that that provokes that kind of psychotic or psychopathic behavior in a child. I think there's a problem much, much deeper. Reagan in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hold on, Reagan, because we are putting in a new phone system. I'm having to go to another bank. Hello, Reagan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Clara Bingham.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, the only thing that really bothers me about this entire conversation is your guest tonight saying that a school has the right to intervene in a child's well-being, albeit you are there to academically educate these children, but you're there to help make sure that they become well-rounded human beings,
that
they become the future of our society. But I don't understand why you're letting these children who are already facing the world with a disfigurement, albeit given by God, and not redirecting these other children that are laughing at them and calling them out. If you're going to have this one child have his ears pinned back, then you better go through the entire school and make sure that everyone that's registered there isn't obese. Have them go ahead and have their lap bands.
Well, I don't know that that provokes anyone.
No,
to make that decision. And because a child is obese does not necessarily provoke a big-eared kid is going to get...
You know what? You've had for 30 minutes. You need to stop.
Right.
You need to stop.
Let the lady...
Well, I don't... You can understand how large ears will provoke another child.
No, I don't understand that. No, I personally don't.
I had big ears
as a kid.
Another thing... What are you making sure that the parents that have children that are born with cleft palates have their lips fixed? Are you making sure that the parents what makes a child with the cleft palate different than a child with enlarged ears? What makes
that
them different?
Child,
why are you not intervening
you.
In that child's life?
No, you don't have to in that instance because those children
why would
are
you?
Pitied.
What makes it different? Why aren't
They're
you upholding the discriminatory actions of the school?
I'd like to answer that question, Mr. Hendry, if I might.
Go ahead.
Because a child with a cleft palate or a foot that's, I don't know what you call it, club foot, that elicits pity, not bullying. And so those children pretty much we can leave alone.
They get left alone, man. And on what grounds were you academically given this right to choose who gets left alone and who doesn't?
Well, I will tell you, if I had you in my class, I'd probably opt for a zipper.
Street Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And you realize that back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we got David G. Hall coming up next hour to talk about the speed limit in Texas and why he wants me editorially to be opposed to it, the 85-mile-an-hour speed limit. Clara Bingham joins us, a middle school teacher from Kendall Elementary in Downey. Ms. Bingham, your last comment to my last caller I don't think was called for because you said to her, well, if it was you, I'd put a zipper on you.
I'd like to explain that, Mr. Henry, because that woman was not, I don't think she was being fair. She asked me, why don't we demand surgery for fat children or these or a child with a cleft palate? These are not children that are going to provoke bullying. We protect those children who are born with this kind of malformation of the body. It could be something that's a birth defect. It could be a thyroid. We're not talking about children like that.
Well, how do you protect them? What do? As soon as you see someone bullying a child that has perhaps that kind of physical deformity, you will intercede?
Yeah, most certainly, because those children do draw your attention. If a child is simply born with the big ears, as is this child, Roderick, we have to make a judgment call. I'm going to stand and make sure a fat kid doesn't get pushed around before I'm going to help out a child. We have certain terms we use as teachers for these. For instance, Mighty Mouse is what we call a child with a large ears. If a child has an oversized nose, sing the song Sunrise, Sunset. And
well, the oversized nose, Sunrise, Sunset, that's a song from Fiddler on the Roof. So that's a Jewish reference?
It's simply to protect its code, that's all. It is simply code the same way the military has code.
And no, that's to me, the whole thing is some elaborate government and school district-sponsored, I don't know, operation to influence families and their decisions. Here is Kim in Abilene, Texas. Kim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just want to know where the line's drawn with this woman, and where do you stop? Do you take these kids that may not be seen as attractive in this woman's eyes or this school system's eyes, and you start deciding mm-hmm. that they need plastic surgery? Is that what you're doing? Because
I don't think
you
so.
Know,
no, I don't think we are. I don't think we are. Well, I think what we're saying, it would be something such as you, Kim, you would agree if a kid's
no,
got ears.
No, I don't agree.
The big ears.
I most definitely do not agree, because I think that a lot of kids, especially if you're talking school-age children, they eventually do grow up, and they do grow into, say, if you think that they've got big
right.
ears, they do grow
right.
up, and they do get, they grow into their body parts. And so if you're talking about school-age children, and bullying is unacceptable of any age in school children, and I think that teachers have the responsibility to protect these children in our school systems, and it just burns my heart.
That's what we're trying to do. And when you and Mr. Henry say that children grow into their body, into these different larger, quicker-growing aspects of our physiognomy, such as feet. And
yeah, like I told you, I had big ears as a kid. Nobody's going to look at me today and say I've got big, wide ears. I had them as a child.
Yes, but some adults do have huge ears.
Say
hello,
what?
Barack Obama. Barack Obama, thank you. So, I don't
cares?
Know what that means, so what?
Who cares?
Well, we care, because then the other children start mocking and laughing and making airplane jokes
but
and
kids
otherwise
are kids.
Pushing.
Kids are going to make fun of other children. They may not
I
think
understand.
A kid is attractive, and they are going to make fun of another child, period. That is children.
That is
how
That's
they
true.
Are going
However,
to do.
If that child who has those large ears and another child looks at him, makes a joke, And the big-eared kid goes home and gets a hand grenade. Now, you tell me.
Oh, come on. I mean, again, this goes to the thing of bullying and violence. What causes it?
If that child with the big ears goes home and gets a hand grenade, I'd like
really?
To respond to that.
Are you really
like
going
to
go there? That is so ludicrous. I can't even believe you're going to go there. And I want to know who's exactly funding your stupidness. Because that is just totally ridiculous that you would even go there. Because what if you pin this child's ears back? What if you pin this child's ears back and then he does grow and his body wasn't supposed to be pinned back? Then what are you going to do? because that would be more cruel.
It wasn't supposed to be pinned back.
That's what if you pin his ears back and say that it's like, and it's like the Phil Henry and the Phil Henrys of the world, and his body was supposed to grow into those ears, and you've pinned them back, and then he's going to be lining up even worse shape than you, and you've made him in worse shape than he was before.
I can tell you, Kim, I have seen Phil Henry. I don't know if he grew into anything.
Thank you very much for that.
I am joking, Phil.
Well, this is not a time for joking. This is a very good question. And, and you know, what if that child, like you said...
What if a woman gets two big breasts and she had them enhanced? Are you going to say she can go into that? We live in a society now...
What are you talking about, a woman getting a breast enhancement job? We're talking about children, and we're talking about... Are you saying that you would get breast enhancement for a kid?
If you know for a fact she's going to be flat. Are you
I would make fun
would
of as a child for that. And does it really matter?
It hurt you, didn't it? Why, what if we went out and got you big, if we got you big ones?
When she's a kid, I would never in a...
Well...
That is so ludicrous that you would do that to a child.
All right. Kim, thanks for your call. Yeah, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Oh, it says Glenn. I'm sorry. Let's go to Glenn here on the Phil Henry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I believe that the callousness with which this lady has taken responsibility to decide what defects or what constitutes a defect, first of all, and what ones need to be treated and what ones don't, I think that's one of the most amazing points that she's made from the beginning of her conversation. But she also said...
In what way, sir? In what way, sir?
That you had said that the flippantness, whenever you said that the parents had decided not to have this child's ears surgically altered, and you said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, we're going to have to overrule you. Just as if this was just a decision that just, I don't know, whether you were going to order a hamburger instead of an order of fries. And you admit that you and the other teachers can and do protect children that are being picked on that are obese and that, but you, for some reason, decide you're not going to protect these children. Instead, you're going to make them look like everybody else so they don't get picked on. It's the other kids that's on the picking is the ones
accurate.
You need to be working on. And the last comment I'd like to make is that I believe that for grown people, educated people like you and your other staff to have code, to even have such ridiculous names and songs and things like that to sing to refer to other children that may not look like everybody else, I think that is terrible for teachers
to do that. I don't know what the man's referring to. When he says code,
you said you had some code. Do you recall that?
When we were talking about what? I said that we had a...
You said you called children with big ears Mighty Mouse.
Yes, that is simply that's shorthand, yes.
Okay. I mean, isn't that a little childish? Can't you say, you know, this young man, his name is Roderick or whoever...
We have a shorthand and a code. It's used in the military. I don't get it. Why you gentlemen would be upset with that? We simply say, "Here come Mighty Mouse." Here come, you know, sunrise, sunset.
And that I think is anti-Semitic too. By the way,
in what way?
A big nose, fiddler on the roof.
Well, we have to use a shorthand. The gentleman asked me why we don't protect all the children. We don't have all the people to protect those children. So we have to look at
but
who
you're
the
willing,
children at risk.
The point is you are willing to decide what children need protected and what ones you would rather just get rid of the problem through plastic surgery or whatever other means might be available. That's
but we
the
do
point.
Have to make that judgment.
What
yes,
gives
we
you
do
the
have
right
to, make, that
to make the decision that one child being picked on, you need to stop that by going to the source of the problem and telling those children that's the wrong thing for you to do, pick on this young man, he has a thyroid problem, he can't help it, then he's overweight. Instead, with the child's big ears, instead of telling them he can't help that, Instead, well, you're willing
just,
to say what he
do
needs
that
to be
because
certain for
all that. Well, a kid with a look, a child with a cleft palate. You're going to say either we get surgery or just throw your hands up and say that child, that's going to be rough. You know, might as well keep the kids off that child because his face is, you know. Now, if you have a
the
child,
the point is
ears,
the decision doesn't lie
God.
With you.
How
you're
how
not
cold.
Qualified to say what defects are okay and what aren't.
I can't see if a kid has mighty mouse ear. I have said before, it does not take a brain surgeon to know, here comes a child that's got the ears of Mighty Mouse, let's say. There's only one choice to make. And
well, if the parents don't think the kid's ears are all that big, what gives you the right to say it?
Because I'm an educator. I've dealt with a Mighty Mouse. I've dealt with Sunrise Sunset. I've dealt with all of it. These parents only know one thing. I love my little boy. He's the most handsome thing I've ever seen in my life. Even though if that child got, if he ran too fast, he'd take off. That's the joke we use.
And, you know,
it's real funny, isn't it?
Poetic.
All right.
We could get poetic with the beauties in the eye of the beholder. You're saying he's the most beautiful young boy you've ever seen and stuff like. Maybe his parents think he is the most beautiful young man they've ever seen just the way he is.
We have to set them straight, don't we?
Set them straight? They already know. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-7445. The Phil Hendry Show. Here is Brian in Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, the more I listen to this lady, the crazier I think that she is. If my child was a student in that school, she wouldn't be there much longer, especially after the comments like Mighty Mouse and things like that, because all they're doing is making fun of that student.
No, I am
she
not.
She ain't no better than, she isn't any better than the students that are making fun of that child.
Exactly.
I don't go up to that child and say, hey, Mighty Mouse. I don't
no, you do it. You do it in the privacy of your, you know, of the people, your peers that you work with. So all you all are doing
is
making fun of that child amongst yourselves.
We do it in the ladies' can, all right? So the child isn't going to hear it. So
in the ladies' can? Are you talking about the female teacher's restroom?
No, I'm talking about any of the teachers.
No, this when she said that they, where do you say?
If we want to make fun of a child and laugh about it, we don't do that. But if we want to say, you know, I saw Mighty Mouse today, we don't do it in front of the child. We do it in the ladies' kids. I say, well, Mr. Henry doesn't want me to use the term. In the restroom.
Oh, so it's okay for y'all to make fun of the child is what you're saying.
But we're not doing it in front of the child. That's the difference. When you go up to a child
and
you say,
not a difference. If you all made fun of my child like that, I would have a problem whether you did it in front of my child or not. Would you like it if somebody made fun of
you? How would
you
know? How would I know?
Things get around. Things get around. What if
a
student overheard you?
I very much value. I value that our children are not hurt. And I tell all our teachers.
You don't sound like you value it because all you're doing is telling that child
you're on the radio right now.
You're not good enough to be the way that you are. We need to alter you. That's supposed to help that child.
Isn't that what you're saying to a child with a cleft palate?
Yeah. That's different.
No, that is completely different. That child's having a hard time eating. That child's having a hard time talking. That child is obviously sees that he is radically different from other people. That's a different thing entirely, and it's a physical malformation that needs to be corrected. Large ears are not.
Says who? If a child has big, I mean big, Dumbo the elephant ears, you don't want to...
It sounds to me like, you know, that child doesn't fit your picture of society, so you want to change them. So, you know, that makes that child feel real good, doesn't it? You really value
fun of
not
Obama.
Hurting your children.
Everybody's making fun of Obama for his big ears. Okay. And they're not all that big, so.
So you figure you'll go ahead and pin this kid's ears back so he doesn't have to be mocked like Obama?
I mean, it's amazing you gentlemen don't understand. This kid's got Dumbo ears.
A minute ago, you told me, what do you mean Dumbo ears? You mean like like Dumbo the elephant?
I'm telling you that, in other words, if I think one of his ears is as big as his head. I really I swear to God.
Well, you know what? You don't have, as I said, and as the other lady said, and this gentleman said, you don't have the qualifications to make that call. And on top of everything else, thank you very much, Brian, for your call. On top of everything else, once again, here comes Big Brother. Here comes the government telling us one of his ears is as big as his head. And so, therefore, the school is telling these parents that they have to have surgery. The kid's got to have his ears pinned back. And it doesn't matter what you think, Mr. and Mrs. America. That's how nuts it's gotten. We don't want to question whether a parent, you know, we will say things like the child needs to have medical assistance. The parent religiously will not allow that to happen. The child could die. Life and death things, right? That's what society should be interested in. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Our last segment here with Clara Bingham. And cosmetic surgery that is being used by or is being chosen by parents to protect their children from bullies. Well, this cosmetic surgery is now something that Ms. Bingham says should only be the province of the schools. They make the decisions, and they've made the decision in one instance to have some kids' ears pinned back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
No, I'm not making teachers out to be the bad. Back with Clara Bingham here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I believe you've made teachers very much the target here, Phil. And we do a lot of good work.
I don't blame. I'm not. I agree with you. The teachers, a lot of teachers do good work. What you're doing, though, taking the almost the power of God into your hands and saying this child needs plastic surgery and that child doesn't. Let's go to Dee in Topeka, Kansas. And Dee, let's see, Dee, you were on the air. Thanks for calling us. You're on with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
I don't think I'm God. I can assure you, I don't think I'm God.
Go ahead, Dee.
Yes, I'm calling, and I wanted to state up front that one of my best friends is a teacher, so I highly support teachers.
Thank you very much.
But this aspect of teachers playing God and telling the parents what should and shouldn't be done with their child, so-called to their looks, because they could get bullying, that is truly bizarre. Because what is doing is, it the message to this young child is, you're not okay. And any child is okay he looks.
They're not. They're not okay.
According to you, they're not.
Let
the lady finish, Dee. Go ahead.
The second point I'd like to make is the real issue here is the bullies. And the bullies are the ones that need to be dealt with. And by avoiding dealing with the bullies, by saying, okay, the child changes the ear, we'll have to deal with the bullies then.
You're going slow, and we need to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll judge whether she's going slow or not.
We shouldn't lie to children. If they look like a freak, we have to be honest with them.
A freak? Boy, you use some language.
The message to the bullies is that the bullies are in control of the classroom.
No, that is not true at all. The teacher is always in control. And the reason why I'm in control is I'm the one, I can go to a, you cannot imagine, I can go to a home and tell the parents, you see the kid? The nose. You've got to do something with the nose. That is a wonderful thing to be able to do.
If you came to my house, I would, and I would escort you to the front door as quickly as I could, and I don't have anything else to say except
those two points.
I think it is deplorable what you are presenting tonight?
Well, ma'am, I'm simply saying that if your child's ears distracted the class and provoked other children to say, there go Mighty Mouse Boy, I would have to insist that you and your husband...
That child, God made that child that way.
Well, God, now you're blaming God because the kid has got an ear bigger than his head. You think God would do that on purpose?
I couldn't even hear what you said.
You can't hear what I'm saying.
You're not making sense.
Are you drinking?
Phil Hendry.
I'll be drunk.